gentlemen. Thank you for coming out tonight. You could have been anywhere in the world, but you're here with us. We appreciate that.
I am Seth Peterson.
I am Tiffany Hedren.
I'm Rhonda Schwartz.
I'm Josh Roberts.
This is Jocelyn Gilson.
Hello, I'm Victor Webb.
Hi, this is Charlotte Ross.
Hi, this is Ed Begley Jr.
What's up, you guys? This is AJ from the Backstreet
Boys. Hi, this is Shannon Elizabeth, and you're listening to Talking Pets.
Talking Pets.
And you're listening to Talking Pets.
Talking Pets.
Talking Pets.
With John Patch.
John Patch.
You're listening to Talking Pets with John Patch.
Hello, America, and welcome to Talkin' Pets with your host, John Patch. Join John and his expert guests with all of your pet questions, concerns, comments, and stories. Now it's time for Talkin' Pets with your host, John Patch.
And welcome to Talkin' Pets, heard coast to coast on your favorite radio station. This is Talkin' Pets, and I'm John Patch. Joining us is...
Jasmine, the dog trainer.
Here to answer your training questions and your behavior questions about your pets at 818-818-6401. When you call into that number, you'll speak with Sydney, and she'll put you on the air with us. That's 818-818-6401. The show is produced here at the farm by...
Michael Hambrick.
Thank you, Michael. And brought to you by SCOE 10X. It is the number one odor eliminator out there. And I will tell you, I love it. And can't get enough of it. If you've got pets or if you don't have pets, you still want it in your home. But it'll take out any kind of bad odors like urine, feces, vomit, even skunk odor. And you can only get it on their website, SCOE10X.com. S-C-O-E, number 10X.com. Good Pets Foods, natural supplements and treats for your dog that will love. You can get 10% off by putting the word pets in the promo box at goodpetsfoods.com. Also, don't forget, September 30th, leaving for Italy, featuring Lake Como. Also, a lot of places were out there, like St. Peter's Basilica. And you can join me on Colette Tours, 1-800-581-8942, booking number 1382-009, or just visit TalkinPets.com. This is Talkin' Pets.
Mighty low down and make you shake your feet. It's a doghouse boogie.
Doghouse boogie.
It's a doghouse boogie.
Doghouse boogie.
Everybody's doing the doghouse boogie now.
So I hope, actually, people that have their doghouse boogie outside, that when it's so cold out there as it has been, you're bringing your dogs in. Mm. You know, at least into the garage or into the house, wherever you can do it. But make sure that you doggy-proof the area as well, meaning, like, if in the garage...
put away the antifreeze.
Yeah. Very careful with antifreeze unless it's pet friendly. And there is one out there, but I think it's Sahara or something.
I didn't know that. Okay.
Yeah, there is one. But the thing is like just a little drop will actually kill your dog. And make sure it's wiped off the lid so there's no antifreeze like on top of the lid. Because basically what it is it smells good to them. And
they say it tastes sweet. So
like candy.
Like yeah. Hmm.
So it's not a good thing. So just be careful if you're keeping your dog out in a doghouse. And I know a lot of people that have like beagles and stuff like that they keep outside because they're hunting dogs. Mm-hmm. We did that. We raised them. But I made sure that the doghouse was off the ground. I even did that with my stray cat, Sunny, I call her. She's becoming less feral. And more friendly to
she's
me.
She's your cat now, John.
Pretty much she is.
She's your cat.
She actually walks in the front door, but Shadow sits there, and then she'll look at Shadow and she'll bump her head. But I'm like, no, you got to come back out because I don't have her checked, and you want to make sure that like an outdoor cat doesn't have FIV.
I thought they checked her when they spayed her.
No, they just spayed her.
Oh,
it was a trap and release program that did it.
Yeah, but usually they'll check for that to make sure they. Yeah.
But, so, I mean, I'd like to be able to bring her in, but I want to make sure that she's, you know, doesn't have anything that she's carrying.
Right.
But she seems happy out there, and she sticks to my yard in the front porch. She goes to the neighbors. I see her out in the back, my backyard quite a bit. Only one time I saw her out on the road, and I got so angry. I was like, get off that road. It was at night. She was, like, roaming the neighborhood, I guess. And because, you know, cars, they don't care.
No.
A car will drive. They'll hit them rather than anything. Or a lot of people aren't even paying attention, and they're on their cell phone. And
right. And she's tiny.
Yeah.
Yeah, you're not going to necessarily see her. I don't even know, actually. You know, that's a good question to find out if my car, you know, the new cars have those stops on them, if something's in front of them. I wonder if it would pick up a cat.
Where it's going to stop?
Yeah.
It's cars.
That small.
Yeah,
you don't think that small?
Yeah.
No,
it would be like a car. My car will, like, throw the emergency brake on if it thinks I'm getting too close to somebody or something. Ma'am.
My cat is a cat thief. She will go into your purse, and she will take something, and she'll run with it. Make sure it's green, Shadow. And it has a lot of zeros on it.
She just peeked at me from around. She's like, why'd you do that? She's peeking at me. She's like, hey.
You took my stash away. back on the cars. And how do you recommend in terms of getting a dog used to a car? Because some people will get an older dog or they'll get a puppy. And you do. Some people think they don't have to get their dog used to being in a car, but
so the way you get them used to it is by their car experiences not only being when you're taking them to the vet or the groomer, because that's no fun. Take them around your neighborhood, take them through a drive-thru where they can get a little cup of whipped cream that they give them. My dog loved one of the Burger Kings that was by my house used to give her bacon slices.
Oh,
when they saw her in the car, so every drive-thru she'd look at me and she'd be like, is this where I get bacon? And then she started to recognize
I'd
that
I'd be like, what
restaurant?
About me in the back seat? Give me a bacon slice.
Right. I had to pay for bacon on my burger, but my dog got it for free.
Yeah, I mean, geez.
Helping them understand that, you know, car is not scary, because sometimes we're not going to the vet or the groomer. Take them to the park, take them to a friend's house, you know, bank if you're going and you're not going to leave them. Don't leave your dog in the car unattended.
Do you think that your pets, or your dogs, I should say, more so than cats, do you think they understand when you use the term like go wee wee?
Well, if
do a wee, go
only
quickly.
Only if you're correctly associating. If you're saying it and they're not doing it, they don't understand. So you have to name the actions. With anything that you're teaching your dog, you have to name the current action. That's why when a dog is barking, screaming, shut up, stop it, no bark doesn't work, because you're not teaching them what it means. You're just naming their action. And the louder you are, the more they feel like you're screaming with them, you're barking. So if they're jumping and you say off, no jump, that's not effective either. You have to name the appropriate action. So when they're not jumping, that's when you say off. When they're not barking, that's when you say quiet. And so if you're saying go pee pee and you've never taught them what it actually meant, because they're not doing it, they're not going to do it because they don't understand what that means. But I can tell my dog now, because I've trained her to go on command, I say go pee pee. She knows what that means. And if I say hurry up, that means to poop.
Well, once again, you're listening to Talkin' Pets, and we want to talk with you. 818-818-6401. And by the way,
let the games begin.
So this is Name That Animal Sound. If you can name what this creature is that makes this sound, which I could tell you, they make some pretty bizarre sounds. But if you can name what it is, you can win a prize like SCOE 10X, the odor eliminator, or like Good Pets Foods, treat supplements for your dogs, a CD from Gino Sasani, In Cold Blood, Silly Beads by Kayla. We do have keychains and all. Also, we have the Pets, Pets, Pets book by Chicken Soup for the Soul, Collapsible Water Bowl from Talking Pets, Tiny Hippo calendar for this year, and also the book Toto, and it is by A.J. Hackwith. Good dogs stay in Kansas, bad dogs go to Oz. And so you can pick any of those that you wish, if you can tell us what creature makes this sound. That is the sound. And, by the way, this creature has accents. They change based on their social groups, just like humans. What creature makes that sound? 818-818-6401. 818-818-6401. And at the bottom of the hour, I'm going to premiere a different version of the song, saying goodbye. So you'll hear that one at the bottom of the hour. So stay tuned for that as well. And that is mine. But this is ours. Talking Pets. Give us a call.
Every 40 seconds, a child is reported missing. Find the Children is a nonprofit organization dedicated to helping find missing kids. You can be a part of their mission by donating your unwanted car. Call 1-800-581-7933. You'll receive the maximum tax deduction and we provide fast, free pickup. Call 1-800-581-7933. Donate your unwanted or unused car. Call 1-800-581-7933. This advertisement was paid for in partnership with Cars R Us and Find the Children.
Hi friends, John Patch here. As host of Talkin' Pets, I get asked all the time if I know of a pet odor elimination product that actually works. It's called SCOE 10X, the best odor elimination product made. Because SCOE 10X actually eliminates bad pet odor like urine, feces, and vomit. Even skunk odor is eliminated, and it's 100% money-back guaranteed. Take it from me, John Patch. Use SCOE 10X, a pet odor elimination product that actually works. Go to SCOE10X.com today, and that's SCOE10X.com.
Hi friends, this is John Patch. As host of Talkin' Pets, I get asked all the time if I know of a pet odor eliminator product that actually does work. The answer to that is yes. It's called SCOE 10X, and that's SCOE10X, the best odor eliminator product made. And you know why? Because SCOE 10X actually eliminates bad pet odor like urine, feces, vomit, even skunk odor is eliminated. And it's a 100% money-back guarantee. SCOE 10X doesn't mask or cover odor with heavy fragrances. SCOE 10X is fragrance-free. SCOE 10X is completely non-toxic and hypoallergenic. It is so safe you can use it directly on your pet, your own skin, or plants. Read hundreds and hundreds of actual customer success stories at SCOE10X.com. And since SCOE 10X can only be purchased at SCOE10X.com, once you're done reading all those great reviews, get your own bottle of SCOE 10X today. Take it from me, John Patch. Use SCOE 10X, a pet odor eliminator product that actually works.
Hi, everyone. Super Bowl champ Vernon Davis here from Legal Help Center. If you've been injured in an accident and think you deserve compensation, listen up, because we have legal professionals standing by right now to answer your questions for free. You can find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth. The call is free. The consultation is free. And you can speak with a live agent right now. So if you or someone you know were injured in an accident of any kind, call now to find out if you have a case and how much you could potentially get.
Thanks, Vernon. You heard it, folks. If you've been injured, call and find out how much you qualify for. Call 800-340-5200. That's 800-340-5200. 800-340-5200. Advertisement sponsored by Legal Help Center. May not be available in all states. Not available in California.
Are you nearly maxed out on your credit cards? It doesn't matter if you're using your credit cards for fun or to survive. At the end of the month, your statements come in, and you can either pay them or you can't. If you can't, late fees and interest rates get tacked on. And now, you're struggling just to make the minimum payment due. Do you feel trapped? Am I talking to you? Good, because I personally researched some companies that can help you. They may be able to reduce your credit card balances by 50% and stop the late fees. If you qualify, please call our special debt hotline number right now for a complimentary, free 5-minute consultation. Deal with your credit card problem now before it gets much worse and put more money back in your pocket. Trust me, I've been there too. Call right now.
800-475-7125. 800-475-7125. That's 800-475-7125.
Despite the U.S. market for CBD products has grown rapidly over the past decade, extending beyond humans to pets. Since hemp-derived CBD became legal in 2018, sales for certified pet CBD products have surged dramatically, reflecting widespread use by pet owners seeking relief for conditions like arthritis, seizures, anxiety, and pain. Researchers suggest CBD may help dogs with arthritis and possibly seizures, with some studies showing improved comfort and activity. However, evidence for treating anxiety is less reliable, often relying on owner-reported surveys rather than objective psychological data. Safety remains a concern because most CBD pet products are not FDA regulated, leading to issues with mislabeling, incorrect dosages, and contamination. Experts agree CBD shows promise, but emphasize the need for more rigorous research and urge pet owners to consult veterinarians before giving CBD to their animals. Visit Talking Pets for more news and join our social media at Talking Pets Radio. Reporting, I'm Michael Hambrick.
I never really knew what this song meant. Now I do.
Really?
Context.
You didn't know?
No,
did you,
I had no idea.
You didn't get... Well, even if you ever watched Meet the Parents, I remember.
Yeah.
No, I didn't know. I mean, somebody had to explain it to me, and I was like, oh, now I get it.
I don't have any more. Oh, thank you for giving
See,
me your
you opened
paw.
Up Pandora's box.
I know. She's like, I'll give you my paw.
My cat wants more
treats. I taught her to shake for food, and now she wants to...
Now she wants to shake more.
Yeah.
See, I'm giving you my paw. I'm giving you my paw, and you won't give me any treats. Yeah, what is it about that when you're training a dog, and all of a sudden they keep doing it?
But well, then, because they're like, I want the food.
Right.
Yeah.
But the thing is like you get tired, and you're kind of like, oh, no. So how do you break
you
the
just,
dog or the cat or whatever from
you
that?
You just ignore them when they offer the behavior and you didn't ask for it.
Oh, so that's
yeah.
It. So you're asking for the behavior.
Mm-hmm.
So if you don't
yeah,
ask
you don't acknowledge
for
it. Right.
Okay.
Yeah, that's like when people teach their dog to shake, and then the dog is just like slapping them all the time, and because they're looking down at them, and they're like, "No, I don't want your paw right now." You're acknowledging them, but if you just like look away from them, and pretend it's not happening, they figure out that they only are rewarded and acknowledged when you ask for it.
Don't forget, by the way, that you can tune in, if not on your favorite radio station. You can find us on Facebook Live at Talkin' Pets Radio. Also, you can go to #250 on your smartphone. You can go to Alexa, CRN4, tune in. And you can go to also TalkinPets.com and click on Listen Live. But we want to welcome on KVEC AM 920 and 96.5 in San Luis Obispo. Pepper Daniels and the gang there. Also, WFNC, Fayetteville, North Carolina, Kevin Colbreth, 640 AM and 103.5, KGMI, 790 and 96.5, Bellingham, Washington, Joe and the gang there, and also WIBW AM 580 in Topeka, Kansas. That goes out to Larry and Roy and everybody tuning in there. And Walton, New York, Dawn and Chase on WDLA AM 1270. Pick up the phone, give us a call. 818-818-6401 is the number. 818-818-6401. So, why do you think that cats need? You never see when they need their paws, they press like
Making biscuits. Isn't it to soothe them? It's like what they do when they're nursing when they're a baby. So it's kind of like a calming, soothing behavior for them.
Yeah, you know,
it's how they stimulate the milk production, I believe, when they're babies.
It's funny because my cats will do that. Like if I'm in bed and it's in the morning or whatever, they'll come and pound on me and then they'll start kneading on me.
Yeah.
But I noticed the stray cat that I feed, Sunny, she started doing that. Not on me, but she does it on the pavement when she's looking at me.
Maybe she's asking you where her babies are.
She's a sweet... took an upper to a downer right there.
Oh. No.
Another reason why cats need to be sprayed and neutered out in the wild.
Yeah.
And those trap and release programs are amazing.
They are. Did you hear back from the rescue that got the kitten? No.
No.
Oh.
Oh, yeah, I did. I'm sorry.
They found a home for it?
They did.
Oh, good.
A woman has it. She has another kitten as well. So the two of them grew up together, and they're getting along great.
Yay!
Yes, I was psyched.
That's so exciting.
Because it was the only one that, like, two got killed out of the four. One got stolen from the
Hopefully
the litter.
That one's okay.
And then the last one I got adopted.
Yeah.
And basically it went to, like, a rescue. And then,
that was the light one, right?
Yeah.
That was I wanted it.
Oh, so adorable.
But I can't have a cat. I'm so allergic.
So again, that animal sound is out there. If you want to win something, it goes like this. So I gave you a little hint that they have accents that change based on their social groups, just like humans.
What?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah. They're hardy, domesticated animals that have been living alongside humans for thousands of years. Known for their ability to thrive in harsh environments, and they are found all over the world.
Okay.
And some people may get them to cut their grass rather than a lawnmower.
Oh, okay. I was...
818-818-6401. If you know what animal that is, call 818-818-6401. You can get a prize.
It must be a service monkey.
Yeah. Telling you.
Can you imagine if you went outside and one of your neighbors had a monkey pushing a lawnmower?
Just sit and watch.
You know, I always want to say Twitter, but there's an X thread that's out there that senior pets are finally getting adopted, and we definitely love to see that.
Yes.
And I think what you said earlier in another hour of the program was that, older pets come to you like basically trained, and they're given up sometimes because people move or pass away or whatever.
I always highly recommend like a senior that wants to get another dog because they lost their dog. Adopt a senior dog.
Yeah.
You don't need a puppy.
No, they're great dogs. I mean, they need just like the rest of us to live out their geriatric days.
Yeah.
So, give a dog a home. No matter how old they are. 818-818-6401 is the number. Don't forget, after this break, I'm going to play my song. And it's a different version if you were tuned in earlier. This one's the second version. So let me know what you think of this version. But we'll play that when we come out of the break. But once again, this is Talkin' Pets.
Thanks for calling the Veteran Car Donation Program. How can I help you?
Can you come and pick up my car and give me that tax deduction I've heard all about?
Sure. We can pick it up in about 2 business days or less.
Call right now and donate your car to help our veterans. Call 800-640-9509. 800-640-9509. 800-640-9509. Call right now. 800-640-9509.
I'm Ron Sedgy, inviting you to join me every Saturday night, 9 Pacific, midnight Eastern, on CRN, Digital Talk Radio. My guests this week include musician Chris Botti, actress Kathy Garver, author Gary Moore with a book about Buddy Holly, former NFL quarterback Ovie Muhaley talking about the Super Bowl, and we will be remembering the voice of Three Dog Night with a tribute to Chuck Negron. Saturday night, 9 Pacific, midnight Eastern on CRN Digital Talk Radio.
Hi, friends. This is John Patch. As host of Talkin' Pets, I get asked all the time if I know of a pet odor eliminator product that actually does work. The answer to that is yes. It's called SCOE 10X. And that's SCOE10X, the best odor eliminator product made. And you know why? Because SCOE 10X actually eliminates bad pet odor like urine, feces, vomit, even skunk odor is eliminated. And it's a 100% money-back guarantee. SCOE 10X doesn't mask or cover odor with heavy fragrances. SCOE 10X is fragrance-free. SCOE 10X is completely non-toxic and hypoallergenic. It is so safe you can use it directly on your pet, your own skin, or plants. Read hundreds and hundreds of actual customer success stories at SCOE10X.com. And since SCOE 10X can only be purchased at SCOE10X.com, once you're done reading all those great reviews, get your own bottle of SCOE 10X today. Take it from me, John Patch. Use SCOE 10X, a pet odor eliminator product that has...
I'm Daisy Charlotte, here with the Talking Pets Rewind.
One of our favorite games here on Talking Pets is...
Name This Animal. Jim, what was that animal sound?
I'm going to go with a bear.
I would say that you are correct.
Thank you very much.
Here's another one, and it's still out there. If you can identify this animal. It's a big animal.
It's like a bull call.
You think it's a what?
Bullfrog.
Oh, Jesse. You're wrong. Sorry, Jesse. Good try, but it is not a bullfrog. I said a big animal. A bullfrog's not big. And we're going to go out to Ralph in Lewisburg, West Virginia. And Ralph, you think you know what kind of animal that was?
A moose.
I would say that you are correct. Congratulations. It is a moose. Was it the hints, or do you know that that sounded like a moose?
Yeah.
You know it sounds like one. Have you ever heard one? Like, are you a hunter or something?
Oh, no, no, no.
That's a man who knows his animal sounds right there.
Okay. Should we try a quickie?
Oh, John.
We are on camera. Let's see real quick if somebody can get this. Oh, Jesse again. What do you think it is?
I think it's a bear.
You think it's a bear?
Yeah.
We did the bear thing.
The bear's done. I gave that away.
We only have like a minute and a half left, so I'll give you a second choice because we did the bear one. So what is it? What do you think it is?
A hog. Wild pig.
A pig? A hog?
Yeah.
Ah, Jesse, I gave you two shots. Incorrect. Sorry, Jesse. That is wrong. All right, so we're going to go out real quick. Oh, Jesse again.
Jesse.
We love you, Jesse. But
love you, Jesse. Go ahead, dude. Man.
Only because we got like 10 seconds left. Jesse, give that animal real quick. Jesse. Jesse. Where are you? What is it?
What?
Jesse.
I don't know.
No, it's not an owl, Jesse.
Well, Jesse, that's all the time we have for this Talking Pets Rewind. Call again soon. I'm Daisy Charlotte.
We'll talk to you again.
Gorilla! It's Gorilla!
It's a gorilla!
Yeah.
Bye. So, I wrote a poem back in the 90s, one of many, and now that we're in the AI age, I've decided to put it to music. And this is the second version of that poem. Thank you.
goodbye. We seldom think of death until it occurs. It seems to be in our distant futures. We associate it with getting old. At least that was the belief as we've been told. But death sees no face, age, species, or personality. It does not matter if you live amongst rich, middle class, or poverty. However time decides it is your turn. We can only watch the ones that have gone before us and learn. It is my time to say goodbye to my master who shall watch me die. I am young and life was short for me, but I will live forever in my master's memory. The hardest part of dying is to leave my master and friends, but who is to say this life is the end? For since I must leave this life not of choice, I pray that someday again I will hear my master's voice. There is so much I wanted to do and be, but this life is over, at least for me. My only wish is that my master I leave behind. As best I could, and answered the questions I thought I should. But death is a challenge that no one will conquer, whether young or old, 100. No one shall live forever, I'm sure.
And this is Talkin' Pets. Let me know if you like that. That's my writing. And if you do like it, you can email me, John Patch, JonPatch, at TalkinPets.com. No G in the Talkin'. JonPatch at TalkinPets.com. What do you guys think? You heard both versions, one previously.
I like both of them.
Really?
Me too.
Mm-hmm.
I think my favorite's the first version.
Mine too.
Because it gave me hope a little bit more. I feel like that one made me a little bit more sad.
this one that we played now?
Yeah.
There's a little more emotion in the writing.
But I think they're both great. Great writing, for sure.
That was, I was like sitting here, tears ready to start bawling. So, yeah, that was one that I wrote back in the 90s. And like I said, I wrote it as a poem. And, you know, thanks to, I guess, AI, I was able to make it into a song. And, so I think it plays well as both, as a song or a poem. But if you listen to the words, I will tell you they mean a lot to me personally.
Yeah. You should definitely keep writing, John, doing more of that.
I've had a lot of people tell me that I should keep writing. And you know, it's weird because I went through a lot way back then, and I wrote a number of poems and put them into the life of animals, basically. But you know, it's hard. You got to be in the right state of mind to write, and in the right frame. The world has gotten busier, you know, 20 some years later, And we're always busy. It seems like, you know, you blink your eye and it's already tomorrow.
No, my trick's on that.
Or the next year.
Yeah.
I like to, you know, since I write songs and stuff, if I don't have the time or the capacity to actually put pen to my hand and write, just record it on your phone. Just say your thoughts out loud.
Voice
like it's
notes
a memo, and then write
or
it.
Or a voice recording.
Yeah, so that at least the way you have that in your mind and
right.
your memory. And your
So you don't forget it.
Right, exactly.
Yeah, that's a good idea. I've actually... I could record it into my phone. Mm-hmm. I have written down a couple of mm-hmm. I started a poem probably about, well, maybe 3 years ago or so. You know, if you read between the lines, a lot of the words and the music that you hear, because of hosting Talking Pets, it talks about the animals and from an animal's point of view, but there's a lot of truth in there behind what I may be personally going through in my own life.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah,
they right, mean, what you know?
They mean a lot to me. Mm-hmm. So, but I hope you guys enjoyed it out there, and so hopefully I'll get one of my other poems and do the same thing with it. But again, you are listening to Talking Pets. How many people are crying out there? That's what I'm curious. We know what our pets mean to us, and we know what it's like when we lose them. It's a very difficult,
devastating.
Time.
Yeah.
I mean, it is like it's losing an extended member of our family.
Mm-hmm.
And it doesn't matter if it's, you know, if it's a cat, a dog, or a hamster, or whatever
I
it may be.
I cried when I had a placosomus for like 6 or 7 years, the fish, an algae eater, and me and my daughter cried and had a little funeral for him. Because, I mean,
it means a lot to you.
When something brings you joy and unconditional love. And,
yeah,
it's hard.
And that's what life needs to be, is that, you know, we need to show more joy amongst ourselves and to each other. And, you know, there needs to be more love out there, and there needs mm-hmm. to be less hate. Because mm-hmm. right now it just seems like there's way too much mm-hmm. hate out there. And there's no reason for it.
Right.
We are all, we're all beings. Whether you're a cat, you're a dog, you're a human. And it doesn't matter if you're black, white, you know, Asian, whatever it is, whatever, we're all people. If we get cut, we bleed. And I think overall we can learn a lot from our animal friends, because for the most part, they accept other animals, whereas with humans, or they're supposed to be the intelligent ones, that they don't always accept other people because they may be different. And that's what's wrong with the world right now.
Mm-hmm.
And that needs to change. And previously, we had a young man, 10 years old, called King Moron with us. And 10 years old, and he's already accomplishing so much. But
once he's a smart kid.
He is. And he's been on America's Got Talent. And he even made a statement that 50% of the world is contained of children, kids. But 100% is the future for these kids. And it's important, whether you have children or not, to leave them a good future. Because,
mm-hmm.
you know, we're floating out there. This is the only planet we have. Unless you all want to go to Mars, and good luck with that.
I'd like to go to Mars.
Yeah, but you can't come back, supposedly.
That sounds horrible.
Well, true. But I always wondered with Mars, though. I mean, is it going to be like Noah's Ark? You know, are we able to ship animals out there to be part of of that? You know, because we can't.
Maybe our new pets would be aliens. Marvin the Martian's family.
We already live amongst aliens. I mean, and I'm not talking ones from outer space. I mean, a cat is an alien to us.
Birds are aliens. I asked my parrot if she was an alien one time, and she looked at me and said, yeah. I was like, hey, wait a minute.
Like, didn't you know?
I mean, obviously, she was probably just saying, yeah, because I was having a conversation with her.
Well, once again, you are listening to Talking Pets, 818-818-6401. 818-818-6401. That's a number to call. Pick up the phone, give us a call. That animal sound, we still have it out there, and nobody guessed. I even said, it's basically, think of a lawnmower. If you think of a lawnmower, you'll probably get this animal in terms of your grass. So what was the animal? 818-818-6401. 818-818-6401. That is the number to call. And they have several different sounds, these creatures. Sometimes they sound like a big scream. So 818-818-6401, Talkin' Pets. Dreaming of your next adventure? John Patch here, inviting you to join me, Talkin' Pets, and Colette for an unforgettable journey through Italy, featuring Lake Como, departing September 30th, 2026. Travel from the piazzas of Rome to Venice and Lake Como, where breathtaking landscapes and iconic sights await. From a historic winery and chef-led cooking class to the towering columns of St. Peter's Basilica. Experience the very best of Italy, all seamlessly planned and guided by the travel experts at Colette. With over 100 years of experience, Colette takes care of the details, so you can simply enjoy the journey. To learn more, call Colette at 800-581-8942. That's 800-581-8942. Oh. And refer to booking number 1382009. Your next great travel story starts here.
If your credit card bills have gotten out of hand, call Consolidated Credit now. If the interest rates on your credit cards are so high, it'll take years to get out of debt, call Consolidated Credit now. They've helped over 10 million people. Without destroying your credit, they can reduce your interest rates, lower your total payments up to 50% to get you out of debt fast. For a free consultation, call Consolidated Credit now. The program works.
Call 800-510-1592. 800-510-1592. 800-510-1592.
Consolidated Credit Solutions Incorporated, 5701 West Sunrise Boulevard, Fort Lauderdale, Florida 33313. Licensed by the New York Department of Financial Services and by the Vermont Department of Financial Regulation. Kansas CSO 0019051. Maryland DM 1492. Oregon DM 892. Licensed by the Virginia State Corporation Commission. License number DC83. Service may adversely affect the individual's credit. Non-payment of debt may lead to additional finance charges or collections activity, including legal action. Actual interest rates, length of program, and monthly payment reductions will vary by consumer and creditor. Yours could be higher or lower. Not a loan company. We do not lend money.
Do you love going on a cruise, or have you always dreamt on going on the cruise vacation of your life? With dozens of cruise companies, who do you call to find the right vacation and deal for you? Now you can make one phone call and shop all the best deals on every single cruise line in the world. You can't get that by calling one cruise line. We have them all, with experts that know the ins and outs of every cruise ship and can tell you the best cruise for your vacation needs. Our cruise packages start at $149. Plus, we offer free internet, free guest packages, and cash back deals. So now is your chance to book the cruise of your lifetime. Call the cruise hotline right now and shop every single cruise line in the world. Here's the number. 800-514-9170. 800-514-9170. 800-514-9170. That's 800-514-9170.
Savor the past and savor the glory days of Las Vegas. Enjoy 70 years of true Las Vegas history as four generations of family wait to greet you at the legendary Bootlegger Italian Bistro. Wine, dine, and experience Mama Maria's award-winning original recipes while surrounded by original family photos and celebrity memorabilia. Enjoy piano artistry nightly with music from the Great American Songbook in our main formal dining room. The Bootlegger Italian Bistro, 7700 Las Vegas Boulevard South, in the entertainment capital of the world. The Bootlegger Italian Bistro, open 7 days a week. 7700 Las Vegas Boulevard South, in the entertainment capital of the world. It's Vegas, baby.
Tired of diets that don't work? Ready for a change that really fits your life? Introducing our proven weight loss treatment designed by experts to help you shed pounds safely and keep them off for good. No gimmicks, no crash diets, just real results. Right now, Diet Slim Shot is offering an exclusive deal. Get 50% off your first month when you sign up today. Plus, enjoy a free consultation and a personalized plan tailored to your goals. Imagine feeling lighter, healthier, and more confident without the stress of fad diets. Don't wait. Spots are limited, and this offer won't last. Call now, 626-506-2033, or visit DietSlimShot.com. Start your journey to a better you. You deserve this. Take the first step today. Call now, 626-506-2033, or go to DietSlimShot.com. That's DietSlimShot.com.
Despite rapid warming and significant sea ice loss around Svalbard in the Arctic, adult polar bears in the region are not declining in body condition as expected. Long-term data from 1992 to 2019 show that many bears are actually heavier and carrying more fat, even as ice-free days increased by about 100 over the study period. Researchers believe this unexpected resilience may be due to recovered land-based prey, such as reindeer and walrus, along with possible changes in seal behavior that make hunting more efficient in smaller ice areas. However, scientists caution that this may be temporary. Continued sea ice decline could force bears to travel farther and extend more energy, eventually outweighing current gains. The findings highlight both the adaptability of polar bears and the uneven complex impacts of climate change across the Arctic. Visit TalkinPets.com for more news and join our social media at Talkin' Pets Radio. I'm John Patch. Once again, you're listening to Talkin' Pets. We want to talk with you at 818-818-6401. By the way, the answer to that animal sound is a goat.
Oh.
And not the greatest of all times. But, so, I want to give something away. I am going to give two people that call Sydney, our producer at the network, a bottle of SCOE 10X. You can't have won it before. It has to be brand new winner. And don't worry, I know where you live.
Mm-hmm.
But
that's not creepy at all.
But call 818-818-6401, 818-818-6401. The two people that Sydney picks up on will receive a bottle of SCOE 10X, the ultimate odor eliminator, guaranteed to take out those odors. Call 818-818-6401.
Shelter dogs, read to by kids, are getting adopted faster. Reporting for Talking Pets Radio, I'm Michael Hamburg. A heartwarming literacy program is changing lives on both ends of the leash. Animal shelters across the country report that dogs enrolled in Read to a Dog programs are being adopted faster and showing reduced stress levels. Children read aloud to shelter dogs, helping younger readers build confidence while getting anxious dogs calm, positive human interaction. Shelter staff say dogs become more relaxed, more social, and more appealing to adopters.
A win for kids, dogs, and families looking for their next best friend. For Talking Radio, for Talking Pets Radio, I'm Michael Hambrick.
So I find it important, actually, I mean, for kids to have a pet.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know,
helps build responsibility. Yeah.
It's like King Moore said earlier, just even having something just to give them, like you said, responsibility, help them with their emotions, something to talk to. This is very important.
That was a big thing for me when I was a kid, was someone to talk to. That was a good point, Michael, because the thing is, I always had a dog or a cat. I had both of them in my life when I was a kid. And I used to, just to get away, I would take the dog for a walk and I would sit there and talk to the dog if I needed to get things out.
I felt like the animals that I had, like we always had animals, and it was always because of me, because I was the animal lover. So they were always my responsibility because my parents were not animal people. So my mom would be like, this is yours, handle it. And if you don't, we're not keeping it. So that was like my motivation. But I felt like I was the middle child of five kids, and my daughter was the only child. She needed a dog because she didn't have any siblings. Mm-hmm. And like, you know, the responsibility that an older child has to look after, like, the younger children and stuff like that. I just feel like having a kid, if they're the only child, they need that friend. Mm-hmm. Because I would go to my animals just to, you know, for comfort and like John said, to talk to. And I just think that's important for children to have something that they can talk to that's not going to make them feel judged
That's very important, because sometimes as a child you feel like an adult won't talk to you, spend the time with you, and they do become your best buddy, your dog or your cat.
Right.
I mean, even to, geez, I'm not going to say how old I am now, but I'm up there. But
you're
I talk 35. To my cats all the time.
You're 35, John.
Thank you. And I love you. So how was your 21st birthday?
No, I'd rather be 25. 21,
No.
25, I had knowledge than 21, you know?
I don't mind getting
old. My frontal lobe was developed at 25.
Mine is still not developed, so I don't know.
I mean, getting old is getting old, you know? The only thing is, like, everything starts moving south, and it's kind of like, I don't like that so much.
I'm turning 41 this year.
That's nothing.
So, it's my birthday's in
something.
March. And I'm going to be up there. So,
you're going to be 36.
Thanks. No, I'm dyslexic, so I'll say I'm going to be 46. Figure that one out.
That's why I like to say I'm 40 sexy.
There you go. I like that one. 818-818-6401. We say goodbye for this hour of the show. Like I said, you've got a minute to call Sydney at 818-818-6401. If you have not won SCOE 10X before, call, and a bottle is yours for two callers. 818-818-6401, but you got to do it in the next minute. Cool. Thanks for joining us here on Talking Pets. Let me know what you thought about the songs, the poems that I wrote and put the songs, and I appreciate that. But spay and neuter your pets and help control that pet population. If you're looking to get a pet, go to your shelter or rescue, and please get one there. I'm John Patch.
Jasmine, the dog trainer.
Michael Hambrick.
Don't forget, if you're looking for Jasmine, you can find her at jasminethedogtrainer.com.
Yes.
Correct?
Yes.
Sounds good. This is Talkin' Pets.
Be safe this weekend.
The views and opinions expressed on Talkin' Pets are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other hosts or advertisers. The show is for entertainment purposes only and is not intended to treat, diagnose, and or claim any cure of disease or condition based on advice or recommendations from the host, veterinarian, trainer, or pet product manufacturer, but rather suggests that the audience use this information to consult with their existing pet specialist.